ないんだ。
Our school was like an alley, and I was in like third grade, and there was this chick I had a crush on, and we were walking back there, and then I held her hand, and then she kept holding my hand, and then we walked to right before you walk out the alley, and she turned and gave me a kiss on my lips, and let go of my hand and ran into this into like fucking recess, and I was like, yo.
Good morning, Medford. This is Existential Crisis Ellen, and you are listening to Questionable Jams from Faraway Lands on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. This week, we'll be delving into the world of lo-fi hip-hop, because I have owed this to a friend for many months, and I am a terrible person who's still not done it yet. But here we are. This week is another kind of foray into, again, not quite so questionable and not really from Faraway Lands, but on account of it being finals, I felt like I'd be benevolent and still save the yodeling show for another time, which I do promise I will do. I have every single intent to just unleash the power of German vocals over the Medford airwaves. So it is a pretty mediocre morning, I would say, here in somewhat sunny Medford. It's like, it's very unremarkable, I'd say. I hope everyone's has had a pleasant week. I know I have not, but it's fine. Nothing is real. We're all gonna die someday. So if your week is horrible in the grand scheme of things, so is like heat death from the sun. You have listened to Air by BLK, Grape Soda by Rookie, and right now you're listening to the Cinnamon Beat Tape by Ibrahim, which is quite long and very pleasant and chill, unlike myself. It's funny, this is like not something I normally listen to, but I do always enjoy it, but it's like very low BPM for me. I did one of those Spotify analytics, which is not the new one that everyone's doing for Christmas, but a while ago, which is really interesting. And it gave me some information like, yeah, 90% of your music is above some high number BPM per minute. Do you ever rest? And that does sound about accurate, because if I can't like walk somewhere very aggressively to it, it's why am I listening? Then I listen to this, which is like resolutely pleasant. And I'm like, okay, this is why I'm listening. But I'll stop chattering, and I hope you can all enjoy the beautiful sounds of lo-fi hip-hop. You're listening to Misty When I'm With You by Firetype. And with all these seasonal nouns, I almost said adjectives, but they're not adjectives. I promise I'm not illiterate. I thought that maybe that I would impart a seasonal PSA on the holidays and why you should exercise caution. It's that very special time of year, and WMFO would like to wish all of our listeners the very best of their winter holidays, however you may celebrate them. There's nothing wrong with the responsible enjoyment of inebriance, but if you're under the influence, if you're buzzed, if you're hammered, if you're hosed, or if you're toasted, or even in just a wee bit tipsy, please don't even think about driving a motorized vehicle. Please walk, take public transportation, call a cab, or get to the party in a group with a designated sober driver. Better yet, do your friends a favor and be the designated sober driver. This has been a public service message from WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, the radio station that wants all of its freeform loving listeners back in the new year. But seriously, don't drink and drive. Like, that's awful. That's really irresponsible. Why would you do that? You are probably a little bit of a terrible person. Moral lessons also delivered on Questionable Jams and Faraway Lands. Truly, this is the radio show that does the mostest. Oh, other than Missing Them With You, we also listen to Mine by Secret Crates, I Miss You by Mount Marcy, not Mr. Marcy. I can't read. Coffee on the Beach by Halberd. Just that, yeah, Misty When I With You. And right now we are listening to Lovely by Ryoga. Ooh, so low beat and atmospheric. Also, shout out to my mother, who always manages to round up an incredible amount of her friends living primarily in Finland to listen to my show, which is much appreciated. Thank you, mother. Thank you, Anja Veve. It's much appreciated that my listenership expands so far, but yet also so close. We have how many people listening? 12 people. How many people listening online? I don't know how to operate a computer because that. Oh, wow, 17. I do not think I've had that many. That makes me extremely happy. But I'm also sorry that it did not occur during one of my Stranger episodes. So, oh well. I'm glad that you can all indulge in taste and soft melodies. And if you haven't gotten your tickets already, that sucks to be you because it's sold out. But if you can harass a friend to give you theirs, Burlesque, which I'm on April 4, has our semesterly showcase on Monday at 9 p.m. in Cone Auditorium. You should come. It'll be really, really fun. I have choreographed a dance. It is about boots. If you are a footwear enthusiast or just want to come see me dance, I implore you to come by some means. But don't sneak in because that is bad and against the rules. Just acquire a ticket through an honest manner. But you can't do it through, yeah, it's sold out. You'll find a way. I believe in you all, my dedicated listenership, to find a way to go see Burlesque, because I'm sure you want to see my boots dance. It's gonna be magical. I am dancing in high heels. I am very afraid. Heels are really scary. I continue to be absolutely terrible at them. I don't really understand. I mean, obviously it's like anything, only through practice do you get good, but it's just, there's never a good occasion to just like bang on some heels and be like, okay, I'm gonna go live my day in heels. Cause like, when I've tried that, my whole day is just consumed by, ow, like it hurts. Should we just abolish heels? Maybe. Send in your thoughts. Fax me your thoughts. I don't know. I don't think WMFO is a fax machine, but maybe if there is, fax them. Because that's what's in right now, faxing. Down with WhatsApp and all that. Just fax people your true thoughts. Anyways, I'm going to stop talking so you can enjoy the music. Right now, we are listening to a remix of Panda by Designer. The remix is by Basti. It is lo-fi and tasteful, so please enjoy. Legacy, drama, why you see, drama, legacy, drama, why you see, drama,
go somewhere else.
50 dumplings. Is it a deal?
Huh?
You feed me, and I'll take care of those guys for you.
Thank you.
experienced things like that, and I have friends that have experienced things like that, and it's a really sad factor that can come into play in people's lives sometimes if you don't recognize it. And a lot of people don't like to, and I think I did that for a long time. I think I was scared and didn't want to, you know, admit it to myself, let alone anyone else.
Vocals sonorous. I would normally be rather disgruntled about being awake at this point in the morning, but I feel, I don't know, these songs are very like, you are sleeping, but are you sleeping? You are in a state of relaxation, or something along those lines. I hope you're all enjoying it. Since I last babbled, you have listened to the Panda remix by Basti, Saturday Cartoons by G-Rad. When I read the name, I was like, surely it's Gerard, but no, it's G-Rad. I Can't Talk To You Anymore feat Basil by Mount Marcy. Early Spring feat Masago by Sin. Tsuki Akagari, I assume. My Japanese is not that good, by Siano. Winter Vodka feat Jinsang by Idealism. Happy Thoughts by Mount Fugitive. And Float by Your Girl Lacey. And just coming on now is Sunsets by Soho. Also, shout out to the Elsteins over in London. Much appreciated for listening. I hope you enjoy the sunny calendar. My mother is like, I would like to preface this by saying, like, without being like annoying or obnoxious, my dog is the cutest thing to have ever walked on this planet. And as a result, each year there is a mass produced calendar with just pictures of my dog that my mother makes, and she distributes them to all ends of the planet. I think the furthest it's gone is Hong Kong. There's some in America, Finland, England, but the yearly distribution has begun, and I have to say, I cannot wait. But I also miss my dog very much. It's really hard being like a college lad's dog. It's just like, you know, like I guess a roommate, you know, operates in a similar way to a dog. It's like, you know, someone there. Except my roommate, I don't know, actually my roommate and my dog are both very wonderful people. I have been very lucky. Although it'd be pretty cool if your roommate was just straight up a dog. I wonder what dogs could major. I feel like dogs would major in something like, they'd be like engineering bros, you know, the type, like the ones who just go sit in Breaker and then take up like an entire desk at Tisch. But like, unlike your average engineering bro, there's like no hard feelings because it's a dog. But I feel like dogs could be into economics. Let me know your thoughts. Are they, or maybe they're more STEM-y. spend their time in the engineering building, which I refuse to go into until until us, you know, arts and sciences get a new building. I am on principle not going into the SEC. I just will not. And I know there is fancy smoothies and stuff there and a high lofty glass ceiling, but I'm not going. So step it up, Tony Monaco. Get us a fancy building because Eton is crumbling. And it literally, that's not an exaggeration. It was literally crumbling last semester. So I know the arts majors don't donate anything, but come on, give us a hand here. I will stop babbling now so you can continue to enjoy the sonorous music. I don't even know what their voice is either. Is that what relaxation sounds like? Perhaps. Maybe relaxation is just the sound of like the ocean waves and whale song and not my silly voice. But anyways, continue to enjoy. I hope your Mondays... it's not even Monday. Wow. Can you tell I'm sleep deprived? I hope your Fridays are going wonderful. Also, shout out to Kevin who called in. I am doing my best to locate those songs, but I have terrible hearing. So I'm going to continue to try and find them. But thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you. くなってるっていうか、私の性格だけなのかな。
Joji is so good. I am genuinely such a fangirl. As I said, this is not the genre that I listen to loads, but like I do listen to Joji fairly religiously. Also, go check out the music video for Demons that was released yesterday, I think. It is really, really good. Yeah, I'm surprised at how much I like his stuff after he stopped the whole YouTube thing. But it seems like he's living his best life. He's got like a dope record label behind him. I'm jealous. Anyways, this is Existential Crisis as Ellen, bringing you Questionable Jams from Faraway Lands, and you are listening to 91.5 FM, WFO Bedford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm not sure I'm going to be able to do the yodeling episode before the end of the semester, and it breaks my heart, but I'm going to do my best, because I just think about it regularly, like yodeling. Like, what, like, just like, what a fun, what a concept. I was so thrilled. I think it was this 2017 Eurovision where they had, I think it was Romania that had a song called Yodel It, and it was amazing. Cause it was just like yodel rap. Like that is such a strong concept. You have, since I last left you, you listened to Traumend by Mount Fugitive, Birds by Wünsche, Sunday Vibes by Wünsche, lots of like German words going on here. Wow, so international. As We Kissed, It Began to Rain by E66S, The Burn Marks on My Epiano Won't Go Away, I Don't Want to Waste My Time by Joji, and this is the last one of the day, which would be Rain on Me, also by Joji, because I lack originality and I'm a big fangirl. I hope everyone enjoys their Friday. Not Monday, because it is Friday. Really, nothing is real. I would be really upset if it was Monday, though, because I need a break. This week has been...